Oh, no one ever thinks about the crew below the decks. They're drinking and they're partying and having lots of sex. They cook and clean and serve the rich with a smile all day. But when the richies leave the ship, the yachties get to play. YOLO, nilly, yo, YOLO, nilly, yo. We're heading up the gangplank and going down below. Bravo!
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, gang. Welcome to another Gangplank Report. Or in this case, I should say another plank report because we are gangless. Adrian is currently on charter and her Wi-Fi connection is spotty, so she hasn't been able to watch the show. But between you guys and me, we know she wanted a bag on it. She has not been happy. A lot of us have not been happy. We have been waiting for this. And to paraphrase the Doors, this is the end, my gangplank friends, the end. So we're going to cover Below Deck Med Season 7, Episode 19. They called it Let's Bring It Home. And I'm going to call it Ankle, What Ankle? And we'll get to that in a minute. But we'll do the rapid recap without having somebody to talk back and forth to. I didn't want to make any of my friends do it. A lot of people have offered that when Adrian's out of town for me to call them. But honestly... I didn't want to impose it on anyone else, to be quite honest. So we're going to go ahead with a rapid recap. I'm just going to give you some thoughts. And this is probably going to be a really short one because it's very strange to talk to myself. So here we go. Elena sleeps in 2 hours past her alarm and no one tries to wake her. Dave's breakfast proves that even Achilles had a heel. There was lots of reflection from the crew members on the season and how they felt about it. At dinner, Tyler's toast is as off as his spaghetti trick. The guests depart and leave a $20,000 tip despite the pancake debacle. Nat does a spot-on Captain Sandy impression at the tip meeting. The season total for tips is $17,000 per person. Not bad for 6 weeks. Kyle comes back for the last night to party. Captain Sandy joins the crew for the dinner out and asks for their rose and thorn moments. Nat calls Storm out for not being one of his roses. Ellie and Reed hit it off on the dance floor. Kyle's ankle can't be too bad if he can pick Natalia up and shake with her wrapped around his waist. The crew goes wild for the stripper pole. The next morning, everyone says their goodbyes, and that's a wrap. And that's your rapid recap for this episode. Let's start with the breakfast. Dave, God love him, cannot make a pancake to save his life. The batter was not done in the middle, which as a texture person, totally gross to me. And I know he tried and he's done great all season. It would have been absolutely unbelievable if he had come out the other side of the season with zero complaints. So he proved that he's human. Now, when it comes to Kyle, I don't know if you guys were watching as intently as I was. I'm not saying he didn't hurt his ankle. I'm not saying he didn't strain the ligament. The doctor said he did. So I absolutely believe he did. I just don't know how bad it is. I don't think it was 2 cuff crutches bad. And it seemed after only 2 days that he was getting around just fine. And yes, a couple days of rest can do that. But at the same time, I would have still expected him to favor the ankle a little bit. Have a little hitch in his giddy up, if you know what I mean. And he did not. And he did try and write it off in a confessional that he had to be cautious about his ankle. But after a couple of shots of tequila, that it would kind of be a no pain zone. You might not feel the pain, but if your ankle was weak, it wouldn't perform. And when he picked up Natalia and she wrapped her legs around his waist and he stood there and shook her while holding her, I kind of got the impression that he might have been crying a little ankle wolf. because that requires a ton of balance when you have an entire other person in front of you throwing off your center of balance. So I don't know. I'm still on the fence about Kyle. I know a lot of people wound up not being thrilled with him. Rumor has it that he is back next season under Toomey, and I wouldn't mind seeing that. Toomey is an entirely different type of stew than Natasha is, and I think he could grow in that capacity. Again, it's all rumors. Nothing's confirmed. Bravo's never going to confirm it this far out. We still have a year before it shows up on our screens. If it is true, however, I don't think I would mind giving him another season, a redemption season, so to speak. Lastly, I have to give props to Captain Sandy. Y'all know that I went in this season hesitant. I went in last season begrudgingly and this season hesitant. And I really think that she has taken the criticism, be it constructive or destructive, she's taken the criticisms of viewers to heart. And I feel like she's made some significant changes. And where I wasn't necessarily thrilled about OG coming because of the rumor mill surrounding her appearance there, I'm now kind of looking forward to it, to compare and contrast how she is taking over for another captain, how the crew is with her having had another captain. If all of that is true, it should make for an interesting upcoming season. And that will be on November 21st. So we're just a week out from that. We'll probably cover it under our Below Deck Adventure podcast. Speaking of Below Deck Adventure, there will be a watch party at Patty Mac's in Palm Beach Gardens, and there will be some very special guests. Captain Carey is going to be there. Oriana is going to be there. Our very own Adrian is going to be there. Gabriella from Sailing Yacht. Don from, I believe it's Below Deck Med Season 3. It was with Rocky. He had an unauthorized swim with her and he butted heads with Eddie. And then we've got Jamie from Below Deck Down Under. So there is a great group of people. If you're in the Palm Beach Gardens area and want to have a Below Deck immersion of sorts, then be sure to join them at Patty Mac's in Palm Beach Gardens. It'll be 9 o'clock tonight if you're listening on Tuesday, like every faithful gang plinker should. And as always, we will be covering that episode 3, that will drop Thursday. So again, I apologize for the weirdness of this. It is so strange to speak straight into a microphone without a person to banter back and forth with. Hopefully it wasn't too super awkward and you made it through to the end. If you did, thank you. If you didn't, totes understand. I don't know that I would have either. Anyway, thank you all for listening and we will catch you next time. Bye.
Special thanks to our friends who helped us create Gangplank Report. Down Below music and lyrics by Angel Tweeter Frail and Terry Abbott. Performed by Lorelei of Florida. Production assistance by Michael Castaneda. Super fan intro by Blind Lawrence. Cast off, me hearties.